This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
The world is being awakened. Strange things are happening, and they are all in line with biblical prophecy. The things that are happening in this world fall in line with what the Bible tells us will happen in the last days. For example, one translation for Luke chapter 23, verse 25 to 28 says, "And there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. People will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth, for the powers in heaven will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near." Aren't we seeing strange things happening? Extraordinary weather phenomenons? Climate change contributing to the roaring seas and strange tides that the Bible speaks of? Nations at war and rumors of war. If you are to listen carefully, if you are to look carefully, you will notice that things are changing. The tide is shifting and there is a spiritual awakening happening. Some are drawing closer and closer to the darkness of this world as there is a moral collapse in society today. Life is no longer valued. People's hearts are growing colder by the day. People are being consumed by the lust of this world. There is a seduction of sin. There is popularity and prosperity for those who teach demonic doctrines. And the Bible warns us. It warns us and says, "Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short." The devil is certainly aggressive in these last days, but let me tell you this. As aggressive as the enemy is, as sinful as the world is becoming, many are turning to Christ because they are in need of hope. Many are turning to Christ because no one else can carry their burdens. In these last days, many are turning to God because they need divine love, divine protection, and true peace. And there are those who are already in Christ and are falling deeper and deeper in love with Him. I want you to pay attention to what the prophecy in Acts 2, verse 17 says. "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." This is no longer just a verse, but a reality. Indeed, the devil is aggressive in his tactics and deception in today's world. But God is pouring out his spirit. The last days will be the worst of time and the best of times. Terrible times will come, but for the believer, for the one who puts their hope in Christ, they will be in the storm but won't be affected by the storm. They will be in the fire but will not be burned. Yes, God is pouring out His Spirit on all people, but only those who are willing, only those who hearken their hearts to the call of Christ to receive it. Those who are in Christ are burning with a holy passion. But as many as there are who are receiving the Holy Spirit, there are also many whose love has grown cold. There are those who have become lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. There are those who have become lovers of money more than lovers of God. There is indeed a great wickedness in some corners of this world. Idolatry is there. Witchcraft is there. Sexual immorality is rampant. And there is also a hatred between man. There is an absence of love for one another. And saints, if you open your eyes, if you ask the Holy Spirit for discernment, you will be awakened to the reality that God is indeed pouring out His Spirit. But the devil is also pushing in overdrive to deceive and derail the faith of many. Now, my prayer is that you would be in the category of those who receive the Spirit of God, as Acts 2, verse 17 declares, "Let's be a people who are aware of the times." Look at the range of violence in today's world. 2 Timothy 3, verse 3, when talking about the impending second coming of the Lord, the Bible describes people by saying, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not love.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lovers of the good. Notice how the Bible says brutal. Open your eyes, people of God. Luke 21, verse 11 says, "There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilence in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven." We are indeed living in a time where nature is showing great signs and wonders. There are most definitely pestilences that we are living through. But I say all of this not so that you should be filled with fear, but so that you would listen, so that you would be vigilant, so that you would be aware. The Bible is true. The Bible is living. In the last days, God says, "I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." So I encourage you to have a desire to receive the Spirit of the Lord. Have a desire to be in that group that has a divine encounter with God. Be on fire for Jesus Christ. Live right. Live boldly. Live and walk by faith, not by sight.
The best way to get a society to break down is to get the families of that society to break down. According to many studies, by far the most significant developmental period in anybody is from ages 0 to 7. Aristotle once said, "Give me a child until he is 7, and I will show you the man." Modern science is proving that to be mostly true. So if a child is not in a secure family between the ages of 0 and 7, it can cause significant damage to the kid. Satan understands that. His plan is to attack marriages. By doing that, he is creating cycles of trauma. This leads to the breakdown of society and a movement away from God. Satan tries to destroy the institution of marriage by self-sabotage. This sabotage often happens due to lust. Hebrews 13, verse 4 says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." God calls people to only have sexual relations in the context of marriage. The Greek word for sexually immoral is pornos. Pornos covers all sexual relationships outside of one man and one woman in the context of marriage. This is where pornography comes in. Whether you are unmarried or married, it is still sexual immorality, and Satan will try to tempt you to have a sexual relationship outside of marriage. What is more prevalent than the misdefinition of marriage and the self-sabotage through sexual sin is a lack of love for each other in marriage. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, it states for the wives, "Wives, submit to your own husbands, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior." Then for the husbands, in Ephesians 5, verse 25, the Bible says, "Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." The call to women is to submit out of love to their husband. The call to men is to love their wife in the same way Christ loves them. This can be very hard to do because marriage is a beautiful thing, but it's also very tough, and Satan takes advantage of that. He wants our marriages to feel loveless and futile. By doing so, this leads to a separation from each other. But let me tell you that marriage with God will last. Marriage with prayer will last. A lot of people fail at marriage because they don't realize that they have a common enemy, and that enemy is the devil. Marriage is a battleground because marriage is almost like an arena where God trains us to be more like Him. You need to love selflessly in marriage for it to work. You have to forgive endlessly for marriage to work. You have to be patient for marriage to work. You have to be kind and selfless. In other words, you have to be like Christ. And that's a battle for us to do. Marriage is a battleground. And it may sound like I'm repeating myself, but I really want to hammer home this point that marriage is a battleground. The devil wants you to be selfish. He wants you to think about what you want and what you need and what you should have. This is how the devil wants you to act in a marriage. But you see, God designed marriage so that on a daily basis, we can practice forgiveness, love, self-control, long-suffering, and all the other characteristics that God is trying to develop in our hearts. You see, there is much sin in your heart that you cannot see when you are not married. However, once two sinners are put into a house together, God tends to show the problems in their hearts they never knew were there. By learning how to love your spouse, you learn how to love the people around you. The devil wants you to lose this battle and give up on marriage completely. Imagine this scenario. You're living in a time of great conflict, and one morning a big group of new soldiers shows up for basic training before going to war. Once they get to basic training, there are no facilities for them to train in. All of their instructors are gone, and they have no weapons to use. After 6 weeks of being there, they have gained no knowledge or development in the area of being a soldier. They spend all 6 weeks staying in their dorms watching TV. They are then sent to war. How would they do in war? Not well at all. As a matter of fact, it may have been even better if they never went to war. Satan is trying to do the same thing with marriage. He tries to get us to redefine marriage, to look outside of marriage for sexual pleasure, or have us completely give up on loving our spouses in marriage. By doing this to the battleground by which God uses to train us to make us more like Him, the devil makes people ineffective. The product is lazy and unproductive soldiers that lead to the fall of society. Of course, God uses other ways to shape and change our hearts to make us more like Him. Paul, the apostle who wrote 13 books in the New Testament, was unmarried. so was our Savior Jesus, but God used them both in extraordinary ways. Now, marriage is hard. Those of us in a marriage need to know that Satan is trying to destroy it. By destroying your marriage, he will impact the life of your kids and destroy the battleground by which God is changing you. Take those hard times in marriage to God. Talk with your spouse about your problems. In doing this, Satan will not succeed in destroying your marriage. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Then for the husbands, in Ephesians 5, verse 25, the Bible says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." You need to love selflessly in marriage for it to work. You have to forgive endlessly for marriage to work. You have to be patient for marriage to work. You have to be kind and selfless. In other words, you have to be like Christ.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.